Right now, though, let's determine the biggest show coming to town.
Biggest show.
All right.
The biggest show coming to town brought to us by the Granada Theater. Awesome place to go see some live music.
Mm-hmm.
We love the Granada. Thank you for their support. Love it. Okie doke. This Thursday, that is January 19th, at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Kenny Gorlick, also known as Kenny G.
Oh! This is the only song he has, right?
And it's a thrashing.
Is this Careless Whisper?
Yep.
He wasn't on the original Careless Whispers, was he? No, they had his... No, the group that did that originally. He's
got no rhythm. He's just done his own version of it. To the dance again.
I think that's... shut up! I think that's Earl Klug that's playing with him here. The great Earl Klug.
Klug or Klug?
Klug. Spelled Klug, but Klug? Still Klug.
Klug.
Here's Kenny G. And if you say you listen to Kenny G, I was going to say you're SG and jump on you. You can't enjoy jazz or anything like that. And
super gay.
I guess he is, I guess he's pop jazz, and so you're not really, even the jazz people really don't think you're supposed to like him.
Smooth jazz? Is that
smooth
what he's
jazz?
Considered? Did you know he's in the Guinness Book of World Records?
For what?
Holding the longest musical note.
Really?
How long? Piano player on Day in the Life did that.
The longest recorded on a saxophone.
Well,
45 minutes and 47 seconds.
What? There's no way.
They
how can you do that?
He used some sort of a circular breathing
snorkel?
Technique. I don't know.
Through his nose and then...
I guess so.
How would you keep blowing out?
Well, I don't know.
Wow. That's a long blow.
Right.
Occupation.
Kenny G. Thursday. At the Verizon Theater.
There he is.
Theater.
There's the note on the saxophone.
It was not that note.
He's setting a record right now, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't think he's going to try that on Thursday. Okay, so that's Kenny G on Thursday. Friday.
Boy, that would be boring. That would be a boring concert if he was...
one note.
just attempting to break his record.
That's where we're headed, right? With Idiocracy?
45 minutes.
Friday at the Arlington Music Hall, the Bellamy Brothers.
What?
Sorry.
I got a little change in my pocket.
A redneck girl likes to cruise in daddy's pickup truck.
Hey, yeah, okay. I thought you made play.
Oh,
let your love flow.
Stupid.
I had it right here.
Hang on.
That was their big hit of the 70s. You remember that song, don't you, Gordo?
What?
Let Your Love Flow.
How's it go?
Let your love flow like a mountain stream.
That's Kim Wilson singing? No, not ringing a bell.
Well, I like this
you
chair.
Know the song.
Like I'm riding a horse. It's great. They're okay. The Bellamy Brothers had some decent stuff. It's a huge hit from the 70s. Nothing wrong with this song.
Giving it up for your love.
Okay. Go ahead.
Buffering.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, the Bellamy Brothers at Arlington Music Hall.
You know, the guy
Friday.
Sues so much. I wonder if Michael Buffering sues when YouTube is buffering. Don't you like always suing people use Let's Get Ready to Rumble?
Yeah, you're right. He may start doing
there we
that.
Go. He's going to sue us now.
I don't know. I liked the song back in the 70s. I thought it was a good one.
Sorry.
What was that? Why'd you lift your leg and do that, Gordon?
Jer?
Wasn't me.
All right, that's the Bellamy Brothers, Arlington Music Hall on Friday. Also, Friday night at Billy Bob's, Texas, it's the Casey Donahue Band. It's my favorite Casey song.
She told
what are you doing that for?
And I flipped around. Well, everybody thinks they know what's best for me. They're all too blind to see that I walk alone.
Oh,
a splitting tire and a door slam.
Oh, yes, sir.
God.
The Casey Donahue Band. Their current album, Double Wide Dream, doing very well. Number 2 on the Texas chart right now. The single is. And their video for that song is now in the top 5 on CMT, so they're going nationwide.
Did you turn on the air in here?
Could I?
No, did you?
No, I didn't touch it. They are ticket friendly and they're bird dog friendly too. So support the Casey Donahue Band Friday night.
That's what this
Billy
is
Bob's
all about.
Texas. No, we've had Casey on the show before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Support Casey and the crew. They do a great live show. That'll be a sellout on Friday at Billy Bob's Texas. All right, Jer and Rich, get ready. Saturday.
Why are you saying us?
Friday and Saturday at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Tool.
Now, why'd you point me out on this?
You don't like Tool?
If they had two bass lines, maybe, ever, I'd like them. But they're same song itis, man.
Are they?
Yeah.
I figured
their bass line. No, this is their bass line right here. It's in every song.
Oh. He hammers it.
I tried.
Oh, boy. No one even understands that reference anymore.
They put out an album 3 or 4 years ago? Is that their most recent?
Well, I don't know.
They just put one out last year.
Did they? Yeah, stand by.
I'm not a huge fan. All right.
Both nights will be sold out at the Verizon?
Probably.
Okay. That's
probably
pretty big.
Two nights.
No, man, that's just too dark and twisted for me.
Yeah.
All right, Tool fans, Friday and Saturday at the Verizon Theater. Saturday, Billy Bob's Texas in Fort Worth.
Let me guess, Willie Nelson.
The great Merle Haggard.
No, go on.
Who I believe had to cancel his show late last year, and this may be the makeup for that. Because I was seriously thinking about going to see him.
When
I've
is
never
it?
Seen Merle. Saturday, you want to go? Did you let him sing it? Now I know why Junior missed.
He kind of has a cartoon voice.
He's greatest, though.
But he's an old name, and he's worth going to see. He had a lot of the hits from my childhood. I remember my dad listening to Merle Haggard all the time.
Yeah, my brothers are big Merle Haggard fans.
This song, Mama Tried.
Just Stay Here and Drink.
Yeah.
Awesome.
If We Make It to December. Oh, that one kind of throws me.
Yeah, and you still sing it all the time just to throw me.
Wait, what's the other one? There's Mama Tried, and then there's the other one that's kind of a companion to that, I always think. What is it?
Daddy Didn't?
Mama's Something Eyes.
Mama's Lying Eyes. No, Mama's Crying Eyes. Mama's
Daddy's Dying. He's Got the Will.
Yeah, what's that old one?
Place where even squares can have a ball. We still raise our glasses down at the courthouse. And one lot is still the biggest thrill of all.
It's like he changed.
All right, Merle Haggard, Billy Bob, Saturday. And Sunday at the Winster Opera House. Can you hear me?
No, I can't. Shut up.
We got country female artists singing with it.
Speaking of country female artist, Loretta Lynn at the Winspear Opera House.
Oh, well, wait. This was who was singing with Merle Haggard.
Is it?
Why are you so bouncy in there?
I don't think if you want to.
So basically, she peaked in 1932.
I think this song was a hit.
Well, she wasn't born until 35, so I doubt it.
She married while she was in the third trimester.
I think she was 13 when she got married.
Well, that's close.
By the way, I saw a picture of her shack when she was born a poor coal miner's daughter. That's not a bad looking shack.
Wow.
Looks like it had a couple of bedrooms.
There you go, P1s. There's the 1% saying you don't have it that bad.
I'm just saying, I'll show you the picture, Gordo. I think this looks like a nice little mountain home to me.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. It's two stories.
I bet in the 30s that was nice.
Look, if it's
two stories, it's got to be great.
Wouldn't you like that as a little mountain getaway? Look, it's got a back porch.
Yeah, that's the problem. You call it a mountain getaway.
They had to
pack like 25 hillbillies in there.
I could live there.
Let me see it.
Right there. Look at that. It's like a 3-2.
That's her home?
Yeah. Did you always picture like
that? That is the most country-sounding place that she's from.
Oh, Butcher Hollow?
Yeah, Butcher Hollow, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that right behind her restaurant?
Maybe.
Because I've driven by her restaurant. Matter of fact, I think I ate at her restaurant one time. And it was Oh, Giorgio, it was not gourmet Southern cuisine.
It wasn't?
Oh, it was all fried catfish, fried hush puppies, fried French fries with double fried catfish.
Sound pretty good.
Yeah, we don't have time for hush
fried
puppies.
Fried grilled chicken breast. That was the healthy.
Grilled chicken.
With fried okra. That's awesome. Mean, if it wasn't deep fried, it wasn't cooked.
They probably didn't have anything other than the big fryer.
That's it. They
dumped
had a big
everything
fryer.
In a basket, dropped it down in. It's good to go.
You want pecan
sound
pie?
Good. It's fried.
They'll dump some heavy whipping cream and some pecans in the deep fryer and see what comes out.
Sounds
is there
good.
A better dish than fried catfish and hush puppies?
Boy.
Name one.
Yes.
Pretty darn
about
good.
A million better.
I don't know about
yes,
that.
Yes, there is.
Squeeze some lemon on there.
Look,
I like catfish.
I grew up in the deep south, something you can't say, Giorgio.
Grew up in the south.
And I have the courage to say that there are many better things than fried
hush
catfish.
Puppies?
Yes,
hush
better things than hush
dominate.
Puppies. They don't dominate.
And Buford T. Justice should have taken the extra 2 minutes for hush puppies when they stopped to get a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
Let that movie fade into obscurity.
They had plenty of time for hush puppies because hush puppies are great.
You want something?
Hush puppies, Daddy.
We ain't got time for that crap.
Give me a Diablo sandwich.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper, and make it fast. I'm in a GD hurry.
Butter blood.
<What's up? laughs> Right after that, and make it fast. I'm in a GD hurry. Yeah. You want something?
Yelling out that screen door.
You want something? Man, and he is downing that Diablo sandwich,
yeah,
trying to talk at the same time.
When he's talking, I'm trying to cross state line. I'm born for the man, eh?
All right, that was a great performance. We're talking about Jackie Gleason in Smoking the Bandit, the
revisit.
Original.
I need to revisit that. All right, so your candidates, Kenny G at Verizon.
It is 9:09.
The Bellamy Brothers,
yeah, we're early.
Friday
we're early.
At the Arlington Music Hall.
Now it's one after 9:09.
Casey Donahue Band at Billy Bob's on Friday. Tool.
Anybody?
Friday and Saturday.
Battles.
Well, that's like 9:09.
That's
Tool
song
at Verizon Friday and Saturday.
All right.
Merle Haggard, Saturday at Billy Bob's, or Loretta Lynn at the Windspear Opera House on Sunday.
Merle Haggard.
You vote for Merle?
Yes. It's at the Windspear?
No, that's where Loretta Lynn is.
Oh, why is she in? Why isn't Merle Haggard at the Windspear?
Well, maybe he will come back. Right now he's at Billy Bob's on Saturday.
Loretta Lynn's gurney is going to be on stage at the Windspear.
Who you vote for, Jer?
Tool.
Such a tool.
So I'll call George that.
Okay, what about you, Rich?
Well, our fine sponsor, the Granada, has In Flames, Trivium, Veil of Maya, and King on Sunday night.
Yeah, Veil of Maya.
I might go.
I don't know
one.
Them. But I'll give Tool my vote. But go see In
Fernando?
Flames. Merle Haggard.
I will vote for Merle Haggard as well.
Yay!
With a nod to the Casey Donahue Band. Big weekend at Billy Bob's. What's next in Gordo?